You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 13, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How Africa plans to break the global commodity trap. At the conclusion of the 2026 African Economic Conference in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire, African leaders made a historic move. They officially launched the African Chief Economists Network, known as the ACE Network. This unified network aims to shift the role of the continent in international markets. Historically, Africa functioned primarily as a supplier of raw materials. Now the goal is to become an independent hub for global supply chains and trade resilience. This shift represents a monumental effort to reclaim economic power. It connects deeply with global struggles for self-determination. For generations, people of the African diaspora have fought for control over their labor and resources. This new network is a modern extension of that same fight. The creation of the ACE Network is a major milestone for the continent. It shows a unified front during a time of global economic fragmentation. In a world of competing global powers, Africa is building its own strength. The network plans to guide the continent toward long-term prosperity and analytical independence. The primary catalyst for this network is the urgent need to break the global commodity trap. For centuries, a lopsided trade model has drained the continent. Under this model, African countries export raw resources. They then buy back expensive manufactured goods at a high premium. This economic cycle is not an accident. Colonial powers designed it this way during the Berlin Conference of 1884 to 1885. That conference carved the continent into artificial territories. European powers wanted resources to feed their own industrial growth. They increased their control of Africa from 10% in the 1870s to over 90% by 1900. Modern African nations still struggle with these arbitrary borders. The legacy of colonial trade patterns continues to stunt local growth. Today, primary goods make up a staggering 76.7% of the merchandise exports of the continent. UN Trade and Development considers a nation commodity dependent if these goods exceed 60% of exports. Currently, 83% of African nations fall into this trap. To reverse this, modern African trade frameworks must incorporate equity and balanced growth. To change this dynamic, the continent must leverage its massive mineral wealth. Africa holds 30% of the mineral reserves of the entire world. This includes nearly half of the global supply of manganese and cobalt. These materials are categorized as critical minerals. They are absolutely essential for national security and modern technology. Specifically, lithium, cobalt, and manganese are crucial for electric vehicle batteries. They also power renewable energy storage systems. Because of the global green transition, the demand for these minerals is exploding. Currently, mining and refining are heavily concentrated in a few strategic rival nations. The ACE Network wants to ensure that Africa processes these minerals locally. Doing so will add massive value before these items ever leave the continent. This initiative will help Africa transition from raw mineral extraction to industrial manufacturing. The launch of the network did not happen overnight. It is the result of 20 years of careful planning. The African Economic Conference first met in 2006. The African Development Bank Group established the forum to improve development projects. Soon, other key groups joined the effort. The United Nations Economic Commission for Africa joined in 2007. The United Nations Development Program became a partner in 2010. Over two decades, the focus of the conference shifted alongside global events. In 2009, leaders focused on surviving the global financial crisis. By 2018, the conversation moved to regional integration. In 2020, managing pandemic debt became the priority. The 2026 meeting in Abidjan focused on geopolitical fragmentation. Leaders met under the theme of strengthening geopolitical agency and trade resilience. They declared that Africa will no longer be viewed merely as a reservoir of raw materials. Discussions shifted from passive adaptation to active industrial autonomy. A major pillar of this economic push is knowledge sovereignty. This concept means the capacity to generate and apply African-centered economic theories. Historically, Western institutions dominated academic economic paradigms. During the 1980s, structural adjustment programs deprioritized African higher education. This created a long-term dependency on foreign experts. Reclaiming this intellectual space is essential for true freedom. To achieve this, economists must design homegrown models. The fight for knowledge sovereignty is highly visible in modern academic reforms. These efforts echo the broad movement toward decolonizing African universities. Under the new network, African experts will define their own research questions. They will no longer rely on external advisors to manage domestic policies. True knowledge sovereignty ensures that a nation can govern using domestic expertise. It reduces the reliance on transitory external advisors to sustain fiscal autonomy. The ACE network is a major step toward this intellectual independence. The network builds on earlier successful initiatives. In 2018, the World Bank helped launch the Chief Economists of Government Network. That platform connected presidential advisors across 40 sub-Saharan countries. It placed young African PhD graduates directly into government branches. However, that platform focused primarily on executive advisors. The newly established ACE network expands this work. It is co-sponsored by the African Development Bank, the United Nations Development Program, and the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It unites chief economists from governments, central banks, and academia. This broad membership creates a powerful, collaborative platform. Dr. Raymond Gilpin of the United Nations Development Program highlighted the power of this unified approach. He noted that African strength comes from building internal economic capacity. The network acts as a bridge between academic research and government action. This structure will prevent institutional duplication across borders. The success of the new network relies heavily on trade integration. Historically, African countries traded very little with each other. Intra-regional trade has hovered between 15 and 21% of total trade. In contrast, intra-regional trade in Europe reaches 70%. This lack of regional trade left the continent vulnerable to global shocks. The African Continental Free Trade Area aims to resolve this problem. It represents a massive market of 1.4 billion people. It is one of the largest free trade areas in the world. Full implementation of this agreement could boost intra-African exports by 109% by 2035. This growth will occur primarily in manufactured goods sectors. It could also lift 50 million people out of extreme poverty. Processing resources locally will also reduce emissions from international shipping. Instead of shipping raw materials thousands of miles, processing will happen at home. Local mineral processing requires massive physical infrastructure. Conference delegates agreed that industrialization cannot occur without reliable electricity. To solve this energy deficit, countries must mobilize domestic capital. They are expanding cross-border power grids and renewable energy sources. This is where development finance institutions, or DFIs, play a crucial role. These institutions differ greatly from traditional commercial banks. Commercial banks focus on short-term profits and low risks. In contrast, public DFIs have developmental mandates. They take on higher risks and invest with a long-term perspective. This focus allows them to support sustainable development in frontier markets. They partner with organizations like the Africa Finance Corporation to fund heavy infrastructure. This collaborative approach bridges the massive energy gap. The ACE network also advocates for soft infrastructure, such as local research and data systems. This dual focus ensures that physical grids are managed efficiently. The ultimate goal of these policies is to improve daily life. In the past, raw resource extraction led to local exploitation. The new policies prioritize human capital development and sustainable jobs. They focus heavily on creating opportunities for youth and women. This aligns with a historical legacy where Black workers fought for economic justice across the globe. To maintain transparency, the network integrates its meetings with civil society. It aims to establish early warning economic systems and reduce corruption. Members coordinate training through the Public Finance Management Academy for Africa. This training ensures that public funds are managed equitably. By keeping civil society involved, the network remains accountable. It bridges the gap between academic research and government action. Local communities will benefit directly from these high-level economic shifts. How will the network maintain autonomy while partnering with Western-dominated groups? It remains housed within the African Development Bank Group. Partnerships with groups like the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development are strictly technical. the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, assists with analytical frameworks and hosts global economist networks. However, the strategic direction is purely African-led. The network operates in alignment with the New African Financing Architecture for Development. This framework focuses on domestic resource mobilization. It actively reduces dependency on Western aid. By building this collective strength, the continent is ready to dictate its own terms. It will no longer adapt to foreign rules. Instead, the ACE network prepares Africa to act as an autonomous global trade powerhouse. Copyright, African Elements.